Well, this hour, we'll take your phone calls with Glynis McCants, the numbers lady. And when you call, we'll need your birth month, day, and year. And then ask her a question, and off she goes. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, along with Glynis McCants. Glynis, before we get to calls, you wanted to say something grand about Tom.
Yes, I did. What I wanted to say earlier when I talked about the number two, the two life path, if they respect the person in charge, they are awesome. And he's a two. And how many years have you worked together?
We're into our 18th year.
I mean, think about that. 18 years is a really long time, especially in business, and you guys are a really good team. But it does go back to that, 2 and 7.
My staff's still the same. Lex, my webmaster, he's been with us. Sean's been with us. Dan Galante's been with us. Stephanie's been with us. Lisa Lyon, our executive producer, she's been with us. It just keeps plodding along, and we're going to keep going.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And again, it's rare, right? Because I deal with all
kinds of
businesses.
Oh, it is very rare.
Yeah.
Especially in this business.
That's great.
And we're going to get to calls in just a second from all over the place for Glynis McCants, the numbers lady. And again, when you call Tom, we'll need your birth month, day, and year, and then ask her a question and let her do her thing with numbers. We deal with a lot of psychics and astrologers on this program. Yeah, I think you may be the only numerologist we've had on, aren't you?
Yes, I believe I am. I think you might have had someone in the past, but this is different. You know, the way I do numbers, the reason that book was called Glynis Has Your Number is I did do it differently. Like, I saw some breakthroughs that were not in the other books, and that's how I read people. So when they hear me, they're like, oh my gosh, you're psychic. And you know what I tell you, George, we're all psychic. You know, we can all tap.
Oh, absolutely. We've all got that ability.
Right. And when I look at numbers, it's just my third eye is wide open. That's why it's so clean and clear for me. It's like a clear channel.
How come so many people who are perceptive don't understand and react and act on it? Instead, they know it's going to happen. They don't do anything about it. Then something happens and they go, oh, my God, I knew that was going to happen.
You're exactly right, and I would tell you, the instant that I have when someone, I watch them sabotage themselves, I'm like, can I please look at your chart? Like, I want to see what's going on in your numerology blueprint that you just sabotaged yourself. And chances are it's in there. And then what I can teach them, how do we embrace the positive side of these numbers instead of go to the shadow side? Shadow side simply means you sabotage your life. You know, you repeat these patterns again and again, but it is possible to break them when you can identify what they are.
Absolutely. And then the CD you created to help people overcome their grief, did this happen to you and Charlie?
Well, yeah. Listen, we were in so much pain when Billy passed away.
How old was she when she went?
Well, that's the thing. Yes, Billy was in her 90s, but this is a woman who had more life force in her than anyone I've ever met. Like, she was one of those sharp-as-attack people. She had a dear friend who lived to be 103, so she was obsessed to making it to 100. And we talked about it, and if you met her, George, you would just think she'd live forever. So it really caught us off guard. We were not prepared.
She sounds like my mom.
13th. Say it again?
She sounds just like my mother, who's going to be 92 the end of May.
See, look how blessed you are. What's your mother's date of birth?
5/28/29.
So your mom's born on a one day, which is that high energy. She's got the six attitude.
Thank God I remembered it, too, didn't I?
Yeah, and you know what? She's a seven. Let me confirm this. She's a nine life path. So remember when I talked about you earlier and I said family's everything? It's true for her, too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, yeah.
She and my dad were family, family,
and you're right.
Family,
so
family.
When you just said she reminds me of my mother's energy, their numbers are similar. Billy had the seven and the five. So this was a shock. Plus, Christmas was her favorite time of year. So it was just, it felt horrible. But so here's what happened.
Waking up in the morning is my favorite time of the year.
What I found, George, people were in so much pain, but they also felt like a victim, and they couldn't get up. Like, they were so drained and tired, they didn't want to live anymore, right? Especially the ones who lost their partner. And so I thought, that's not what life is about. If someone crosses over, someone dying is as much a part of life as it is living. So I created each track is to help you feel better. It's about healing your body, your mind, your spirit. It gives you permission to be in this pain so that you can function and get on with your life. Because, George, the people who suppress that pain, like they push it away, that's not healthy either, is it?
No. Are you narrating the CD?
Yes, it's on me.
Oh, that's super. That's great.
Yeah, it's really wonderful in that it's easy to listen to, but the people who will use it, they'll start to do it in the car or wherever they may be, and before you know it, you start feeling better. It's about crying so that you can laugh again.
All right, you ready for calls?
Yes, I am.
This hour is going to take off. We're going to go to Brenda in Sacramento, California, and let me give you her birth date to get your running start here, Glynis, and then, of course, she'll have a question for you. January 25th. 1967, 12567, Brenda in Sacramento, California. First-time caller. Hi, Brenda.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Glad you got through. What's your question for Glynis?
Okay, I want to know, do you see if I'm moving anytime soon or anything going on with my job?
All right. Job or moving?
Okay, so here's what I would say. And her first name was Brenda?
Brenda.
Okay, so Brenda, there's a couple things. Let's just talk about you first. You were born on a 7-day, and technically you're a 3-life path. That tells me people do not know you. You are a mystery. You know, they have an opinion about your behavior or where you come from, and you're like, you don't know me at all. How often have you thought that?
All the time.
Right? I mean, George, when you're born on a 7-day, what it tells me about her, she's direct and she's honest. But behind it all, she's also a goofball. She likes to play. She wants to have fun.
Who doesn't, right?
And the other thing I want to say, you are in a personal year 4. So if you said, Glynis, I want to shift my job, I don't want to stay where I am, I would tell you it's a good year for you to make a move. It's a good year. See, there are years, George, when I tell clients, don't you dare. You're not going to move. You're not going to break up with your partner. You're just going to hang in there. She is in a position to make a new decision and not regret it.
Well, that's great. Thanks, Brenda. Appreciate your call. Make the move, and it should work out for you.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, you've told people on some days not to have surgery, remember?
Oh, listen, that was the biggest motivation was originally through you. You inspired it with a caller only because she said, oh, I'm going to get knee surgery. And I said, when? And when she gave the date, it was so bad for her in numerology, I panicked. And I said, you need to get a hold of me. I'm going to help you pick a good date. From that, we were inspired to create the numerology calendar. And it's your birthday that determines, because I have 9 separate calendars. It's your birthday that tells you which one is yours. And you know what's happened this past year, especially because of this pandemic, when people make their appointment, whether it was the knee surgery or the hip surgery, anything they put off because of everyone dealing with COVID, they've had good surgeries. It's gone well for them.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, so that makes me happy.
That really is fantastic. I'm going to give you the birth dates first and then the name second. That'll give you a head start. November 21, 1970. November 21, 1970. We're going to Linda Marie in Medford, Oregon. Welcome to the program. Hi, Linda.
Hi, George. Hi, Glynis.
Hi.
What's your question?
Well, I know I'm going to be in a personal year of 1, so I'd like to know what's going to be starting this year.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you something about that. What she's telling us, George, is you believe that it's your birthday when that cycle happens. Is that correct?
Let's assume that.
That it would have to, because she says, I'm going to be in a cycle of 1. But the truth is, she's in a cycle of 1 right now.
Uh-huh.
So there are some numerologists who believe it's your birthday that determines when the shift happens. I am convinced, and I was trained this way long ago, but after thousands of people, I agree with it. January 1st is when we shift into a new year. So Linda entered a personal year of 1 January 1st. And what it's doing, Linda, it encourages you to finally take your power back, find a way to be in the driver's seat of your life. That's the message for you this year. You don't have to wait till your birthday.
All right, go for it now, Linda.
Yes, I read your book, so yes, January 1st, I know that's when I started the new year.
Perfect. Okay, then you are in that. And then what was your question?
Well, I did meet a neighbor last night. Seems to be a nice man, so
uh-huh.
Yeah, I'd like to know if there's romance.
A little romance with the neighbor, huh?
Mm-hmm.
What's the date of birth, Linda, for him?
I don't know. I haven't asked him yet.
And this is the beauty of it, because, again, people go, you're just so psychic. Yes, I am. Once I have the numbers, the third eye is open. But without them, we're only guessing, and I never guess when it comes to somebody. But shoot an email. Order a chart, you know. If you type love numbers in the promo code for the individual read or the soulmate breakdown, you get a discount, Linda. Just take advantage. Get his birthday and run the numbers.
What does Linda do if he comes over to borrow a cup of sugar?
Well, that'll be her nickname, because it sounds like he might be interested.
You never.
What's his first name, Linda? You could give us that.
The trash, though. Yeah, that's the that's how we met.
All right. What's his first name?
Anthony.
Anthony.
Okay, so Anthony. So here's what I have taught before, George, that if you have someone's first name, you at least get a something about them. So what we get from him is A, which is the number one. That tells us this guy is a self-motivated person. Like, whatever it is he's doing with his life, he wants to be successful. Do you know what his work is, Linda?
I think he retired, actually, from whatever he did.
So did he save his money? What do you know about him, or do you know nothing at this point?
I know nothing.
Yeah. So, again, anytime you talk to the numbers lady, bring that birth date, and I can tell you what I see.
Thanks, Linda. Good luck with you.
Yeah.
Now, what if he goes by the name Tony? Does that change things?
It would. It would give him the O energy, which is a six. So you're right. And that's when you asked earlier, you're like, does it really matter with a name? I'm like, it really does. When you alter a spelling or a name, you change vibration.
Absolutely. Okay, next birth date is May 11, 1955. May 11, 1955. We're going to Kelly in the state of Washington. Hello, Kelly.
Hello, Glynis. Hello, George. So good to talk to you.
Good to get you on. You have a question for Glynis, and then she'll take it away.
Yes, I am about to be 66 years old, and my husband and I bought a house, and ever since we moved in, I've been having health problems. I've dropped a substantial amount of weight. I'm getting ready to do some tests, and I'm just wondering what you see for me.
Okay. Well, first of all, George, I'm going to tell you, anybody who has that number two energy in their birth date numbers, like she's born the 11th, which is considered a master number, but when we break it down, you can say 11/2. Kelly, you've been internalizing everything. You're one of those people, you pick it all up. You've even got a 7 attitude and a 9 life path. So what we don't deal with mentally can attack us physically. And I think that's what's causing your health problems. How much negativity do you think has come to you, that you're frustrated with what you hear out there? How often are you upset about it?
Well, I've kind of found myself in the matriarch position of my family due to the fact that my mother has died. And so I do take on a lot of giving of advice, and I would say
Kelly, it's not really appreciated. See, when you're a 9, 9s have to find out how to have boundaries with family. So I'm going to give you an affirmation to just help you, okay, before you deal with your physical body and work on getting better. Just write these words down. Ready? I release all negative thoughts and embrace the vibrant health that is within me now. I'll say it slowly. I release all negative thoughts and embrace the vibrant health that is within me now.
That's an affirmation, isn't it?
Yeah, and she needs to do it to get her power back. And Kelly, the key is to do it 15 minutes, say it out loud, do it daily, so that you don't get sick. You don't want to get sick. It's not worth it. Your family's not worth it.
And check that house for mold, too.
Exactly. Absolutely, if you've moved somewhere else. But I still feel like because she's in a personal year of 3, this is about communication. She's doing a lot for them, but it's not reciprocal. She's giving, but they're just taking.
Yeah, why would her health decline, though, the minute she made a move? That's kind of weird.
Well, yes, but remember what she said. It's this time of year when they made the move. I think it's just coinciding.
Well, that could be, too. I would check for mold, though. You never know.
Absolutely.
Those things are interesting. We're with Glynis McCants, the Numbers Lady. Her website is numberslady.com. Do you still have that order toll-free number? Do you use that anymore?
Yes, we do. And good old Vanessa answers. You met beautiful Vanessa in Colorado.
Nice lady. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That number, folks, is 877-686-2373, where you can order Glynis's books, Love by the Numbers. Glynis has your numbers as well. And do you have a favorite between the two? I think you like them both, don't you?
You know what? They're standalone books, and what's fun, you've written books too. Haven't you ever gone to your book and you're like, wow, I forgot I wrote that? Like, there's parts that you really enjoy? Because you, when you write, you're just creating. It's like, you know, you're in the zone. But when you go back to it, it's like, gosh, okay, that's awesome. Some of the stuff I covered tonight is in Glynis Has Your Number.
Some of the things I've looked at in my book are, I mean, my questions are, why did I write that in the book?
And that, folks, is the seven life path that would ask such a question. Yes.
Absolutely. We have time for one more quick phone call before the break, and then we'll come back with other calls. We're going to 811-50, Dallas, Texas. Hector's with us. Hector, good to have you with us.
Hi, this is Hector, and I wanted to ask if it's a good idea for my mom to have any kind of, because she has heart problems, and I wanted to know if it was a good time.
What's her birthday?
Her birthday is 8/11/1950.
Okay, so that's for her. Not
her birthday to us.
That's not for Hector. What's her name, Hector?
Okay.
Her name is Maria Christina.
Maria Christina, 8/11/50, Glynis, and we've got a couple minutes. Go ahead.
All right, so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to say this. She's in a good cycle for strength. So is this something they're saying she needs to get?
She has like AFib, and they're gonna do an operation. They're gonna put like a thing through her groin.
Is it a pacemaker?
They're gonna give her a catheter test through her groin, right?
All right. So here's what I want to tell you. She's in a personal year of six, which is one of the strongest cycles for us as people. Like, you really feel empowered and willing to be strong to get better, all right? I'm suggesting to you, you shoot me an email, and I'm going to send you a PDF calendar for your mother. You're going to have to pick the right dates, Hector. I obviously, when something that big happens, you got to pick the right day to make sure it goes well.
You want every advantage you can get, Glynis, don't
Absolutely.
You?
Absolutely. Yep.
Numberslady.com. You can send her an email that way, Hector. Numberslady.com.
And now, if I get I'm Hector 50 times, I'll be suspicious.
Well, just remember the 8/11/50.
I've got it. Yes, I've got stars by it.
And then you can answer every Hector, though. That way you know you're going to get him.
Yes. But I, of course, whenever you hear about surgery, it's always scary, right? I mean, if we have to go for surgery, I had to have eye surgery in December, just my left eye.
What happened?
And I picked it by the numbers, George, and it went beautifully.
What was it, cataract or what?
No, you know what it was? I fell. I had a couple concussions as a kid. Do not make jokes, George.
I won't. Not falling.
But what they said
Clumsy.
Is that it can be activated in your eye, like if you've had any injury, and if it does, it moves quickly. And that's what happened to me. So he said, your eye's only going to get worse, meaning you can end up blind if you don't get this done. So, yeah, I had to get surgery in my left eye. But here's the deal. I picked a day in numerology that was good for me. And not only I was not put under, because he said, you know, you should go under. I said, no, just give me a pain shot. And that's what I did. I had no pain that night, no pain the next day. And my vision that was ruined went from 2400 to 2025.
That's fantastic. Glynis, we're going to come back and take final calls with you next on Coast to Coast AM. We'll be back with final calls with Glynis McCants as she talks about numerology and your numbers. Next hour, Mitch Horowitz joins us as we take a walk on the paranormal side as well. And we are back with Glynis McCants. Glynis, are there any numbers or dates this year we should be alert from and concerned about?
Well, yes, I would tell you, keep your eye on like March, May, because May is a 5 month and we're in a 5 world year. So when you see double five, you have to pay attention. If people said, well, what can I do to make it good for me? I'd say you've got to pay attention to all the details, like whatever it is you're trying to accomplish. Write your goals down, you know, mark it as you go. Otherwise, you're not going to get it done. That's what's happening. And I think we're going to see some drama play out, you know, when you express your concerns about what's happening on the world stage and what's going on with us domestically. I'd be paying attention to May. And then I look at August. August is the month of eight, and the world number five, I know politics will be, it'll be the highlight of what's happening in that month.
Interesting. And then you say the rest of the year, toward the end, gets pretty darn good.
I always, October, November, December, I see a shift. I don't know if it's because a lot of people ended up being vaccinated where they're actually able to go out, or maybe we realize those booster shots, which you mentioned earlier, that that is not going to be the case, which, boy, do I hope it's not going to be the
case. Yeah, me too.
This has been such a nightmare for everybody. But I just tell you, those last 3 months, the idea of maybe having a celebration, getting together with a group that you have not been able to see, absolutely. I do see that happening.
I always like the last 3 months of the year, too. That's festive,
and you know
fun.
I think you like? Go ahead.
You know, you got Halloween, you've got Thanksgiving, Christmas. It's neat.
It is. It's a time of celebration, but also it's the numbers. When you break down October, it's one energy. The next month is two energy. The following month is three. So if you play those last 3 months to your advantage, great things come from it. So, yeah, there's an optimism, but it's going to be especially true this year. Like, last year did not end well, did it?
No. The whole year was rough for people, actually.
It was so staggering and shocking. But you know what else it was? I'm going to tell you. The world number four, I call it the human turtle. They go inside their shell. When you think so many of us had to stay home, isn't that like being inside your shell? That's what it was like last year. Well, that's not true. This year of five is people, of course, they're eager to get out and do stuff. But the other way of escaping, use your mind. You know, people have had some great success. I have clients that they were let go last year, George, and now they have a website that's doing well for them. They're making money. And they would not have done it had we not come up against that challenge.
Innovation works.
Yes, it does. And that's what this year is. It invites you to use your mind, be creative to make things happen.
Let's go to the phones. Let's start with April 23rd, 1960, 423-1960. We're going to David in Jacksonville, Florida. Welcome to the program. Hi, David.
Hello, George. How are you?
Good to have you with us. I'm great. Do you have a question for Glynis? And she'll take it away.
Yeah, I'm most concerned about my finances.
Okay. So are you working right now, David, or not?
Yes, I'm working. Working never seems to be a problem with me. It's just working at something that maybe will pay better.
Right. You know, and money's a funny thing. What I would tell you, when I talk to George and he knows this, my passion along with numerology the whole time has been my passion with affirmations to help you get your life the way you want. So when you talk about money, I know for a fact if you start doing affirmations for financial prosperity, David, suddenly you get more opportunity or the money seems to last longer or you get a check out of nowhere. So I'll give you one that Louise Hay taught me. She wrote, "You Can Heal Your Life."
God bless her soul, right?
Wasn't she amazing? Yeah. She was hands down one of my most favorite people. But here it is, David. What do you do for work? Are you a driver? What do you do?
I'm a security officer.
Okay.
Excellent.
I'm at work actually now.
Okay. So when you're doing your thing, just obviously you have some time, 15 minutes, say it out loud. I pay my bills with ease and I always have extra money. I pay my bills with ease.
And I always have extra money.
Uh-huh. And you just chant it. Listen, that's the one I used to do years ago when I first learned affirmations from Louise before I did my own. And I would do that 15 minutes. Every time I would go to work, I would make money that was completely unexpected. Like, it really invites more abundance. And, David, that's what you want. You're sick of not having the money you want.
Does he have the birth date that is prosperous, you know, prosperity
for him? Well, here's what it is. He's technically born on a 5-day, and he's a 7 life path. Right now, he's in a cycle of 5. When you've got 5-7, sometimes you get bored with your job, like you don't really like it. And what I would tell him, since those are the mind numbers, what else does he have up his sleeve? You know, could he learn something? If we learn how to invest, even if it's just a little bit of money, sometimes you can take a something that's not a risk and turn it into income. He does have the mind to seek it, but he's got to be disciplined. I think time gets away from David. I think he gets busy, caught up in doing one thing, and next thing you know, the week's over. That's what he has to do, is focus on making it happen. But, George, if he does the affirmation daily, 15 minutes, he can flip the financial side of his life.
Super. David, good luck to you, and send us an email. How long does it take to kick in?
You know what? It depends on the person. You'll people will write me and say, hey, Glennis, I was on your website, and I read this whole thing about the number 8, put it in my pocket, and I got a check next week. The next week, I'm like, you did? Everyone has a different story.
Well, you're the one who told us to put a little 8 in our wallet. Remember that?
That's what I'm telling you. And then I got a ton of feedback from Coast to Coast listeners who had great success stories. But I also had a woman who said, look, Glennis, I put the number 8 in my husband's wallet. I didn't tell him. She goes, he comes home. Well, it was about a week later. She goes, he comes home. He got a promotion out of nowhere. So that's what I mean. If you look, I don't believe that the number 8 in that wallet has the power of the affirmation. If you do both, oh, come on. The sky's the limit. Great opportunity happens. And again, we've done this for so long, George, I get emails validating it every week.
Absolutely. Lots of calls. They keep rolling in. Let's go to 827-52. 827-52. We're going to Maria in Tarpon Springs, Florida. Hello, Maria. Thanks for holding so long.
Thank you. Thank you, both of you.
We got you in here, 827-52, Glennis. And what was your question, Maria?
My health and finances, I guess, both.
How's your health now?
I'm tired. Worn out.
Okay. All right, go ahead, Glennis.
So here's what I see. Maria, well, first of all, let me ask you this. Do you come to life at night, though? Are you someone who wakes up at night and tends to be tired in the day? I'm curious about that.
Yes.
I mean, look, what time is it now for you? What time is it?
She's in Florida, so it's about almost 3 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, so here's why it's funny, George. She's a 7 life path, and I always call them the human vampire, okay? Because when it's nighttime, it's the right time. It just feels good to them. So I think you've got to find a balance. The other thing I see, since you were born on a 9-day, that could represent some old scars from the past, stuff you haven't let go of. And then you have an 8 attitude, which means you can be very direct, Maria. Sometimes you speak your mind, and even someone you care about, you can hurt their feelings even though you didn't mean to. Does that happen?
Yes.
Okay. So what I'm suggesting, when you talk about health, of course, I would, you know, invite you to the site, look at affirmations to heal your body. You know, I've had people overcome them. But in your case, start, I hate to say it, but if you take my advice, it works. Bite your tongue, dear. When you're dealing with someone, whether it's family or friendship, you are so clear and direct and outspoken, don't do it. Just pause and say, you know what? I'm going to think about what you said and then walk away. They'll be shocked. They'll be shocked that you didn't say anything, but it's a good idea. It'll help you feel better with the people in your life, because that's what it is. You're tired of people. You're tired of people. Doesn't that make sense?
Yes, especially when they do things that aren't very smart.
And you let them know what those things are. And that's why I said, pull back and let them permeate in your silence for a moment and see what happens. See if it shifts things for you. One more thing, George. Mm-hmm. She's in a personal year of 4. Whenever you're in a personal year of 4, you're supposed to educate yourself on what you don't know. Okay, so that means if health's your issue, what foods are you eating, Maria? If there's a way to change your diet, that could only help you.
Perfect. Thanks, Maria. Good luck. And heed her advice. She's spot on. Yeah. Next up, April 10, 1972. Just had a birthday. April 10, 1972. We're going to Leslie in Youngstown, Ohio. Hello, Leslie.
Hi, how are you?
Okay, good to have you with us.
Yes, this is my third time getting into Glennis. I appreciate you.
How about that?
That's shocking, Leslie. Everyone tells me they can't get through, and you've gotten through 3 times?
Yes, wow. I didn't get in the beginning of this year. You were on, like, I think in January.
How has the advice been for over the last 2 other calls?
Oh, wonderful.
Perfect. Okay, yes. Go ahead with your question.
My question is for the remainder of the year with my birth date and everything, the numbers, how they match up for money and luck.
Okay, so this is the thing, Leslie. You're technically a 6 life path, born on 1 day. And I have to ask you, I don't know if I ever did before, but here I go. When you have 1-6, sometimes you'll have people that are jealous or competitive towards you when you're not competing with them. Has that happened?
All the time.
Well, is that exhausting for you? It's like
it's very exhausting. It's very disheartening because I'm not envy of anyone.
You're not. You are running your own race, and you're just trying to be successful, which, by the way, you're capable of that because that's how you are. I'm going to suggest, though, throw them off track. Say to them, did you get a new haircut? Gee, I like your dress. Did you lose weight? You have to disarm them, Leslie, so they don't see you coming. That's number one. Number two, you are in a personal year of one, which means for the next 9 years, all you have to decide is what's most important, and you can have great success. So what are you thinking of doing? What's your idea?
Oh, I'm looking to, make some personal commitments as far as paying my home off and, working towards some goals and stuff, which have went well, as far as being fortunate enough to continue to work and everything during this
Let me say this, George. Because she's a six, this woman, if she works for someone else, if they leave her alone and let her do her thing, she gives 150%. She's a really hard worker. And your home is your sanctuary, Leslie. If you can make it beautiful the way you want, you will be so happy.
Super.
Because you're a six life path.
Good luck, Leslie. Next up, May 3rd, 1958. May 3rd, 1958. We're going to Doc in Petaluma, California. Hey, Doc, welcome.
Well, George. Hey, thanks for taking my call.
You and, too, my friend.
By the way, I put that 8 in my wallet, I don't know, 8 years ago, I think, when Glenna said that.
Did it cash in for you?
It has ever since, yeah.
I love it. Go ahead with your question, Doc.
And you said his name was Doc, is that correct?
Doc, that's what we call him.
All right, so I want to say, Doc, because he's got the number 8 as his attitude number and a 4 life path, that's a natural match to him. So having an 8 literally resonates with his
I love it. All right, go ahead, Doc. You have a question?
Yeah, how are my finances going to be over the next couple of years?
Okay, so right now you are in a personal year 4. Just as I said to the other caller, when you're in a cycle of 4, anything you don't know, it's time to pick up the book. It's time to take the class. So for you, the numbers 2, 4, 8 are the business-minded numbers, Doc. They have to find a way to have their security grow. Okay, if you are willing to take some sort of class to learn more about it this year, then you're going to do very well in the next couple of years. There's no doubt in my mind. But it's something you don't know right now, and you've got to be willing to take that course.
Thanks, Doc.
It could be in a Zoom room right now, right, George? People are teaching that way all the time.
People are doing it. But I miss live stage shows. There's nothing that you could replace that with. Zoom is okay.
You're going to be doing your shows again. I think
that's
going to
happen.
3 months again, stuff's going to happen.
That's going to happen. We got to do one where you pop up for us.
I'd love it. Yes.
You used to do a lot of live events, didn't you?
I did them all the time, just like you. I would do one at least. I tried for once a month, but at least about 10 a year, let's say that.
Are you going to resume those when things open up?
I certainly am. Look, and what's sad about that darn pandemic, I had this big vision of what I had in store with my audience, and then that happened, and everything had to be, pushed to the side. Yes, I plan on doing live performance. It's my favorite, too, dealing with people in the room.
I'm going to give you a quick minute to just do Elena in Portland, Oregon, January 29, 1943, 1-29-43. The clock has started. Go ahead. Hi, Elena.
Hi. I'm planning on a major move within the next year. How does that look?
Did she say she plans on moving?
A major move. What do you think?
Elena, are you talking about leaving the country when you say that? What do you
mean? No, just the state. Going to Utah.
All right, but you're going to relocate. Can you tell me the state so I can see?
Utah.
Oh, Utah. All right, let me see this. Just to look at the quickness of this, she's got 415. Okay, what part of Utah? I need the city.
Oh, Kanab, right above the Grand Canyon.
Can you spell it?
K-A-N-A-B.
Okay, B as in boy?
K-A-N-A-B as in boy.
Okay, gotcha. So that's 292. All right, I'm going to be honest with you because that's my job, right? Utah itself is a 5 that is not compatible to your numbers, Elena, because you got double 2. The good news is the city is 292, which is very compatible to you. Do you have friends there? What do you have that's there already?
My daughter. My daughter lives there.
Okay, well, that makes sense because the number 2 is about love and connecting with people you care about. So, again, the city's good.
So stay in the city. Don't wander around the state, right?
Stay in the city, yeah.
I love it. Glynis, thanks. Keep in touch with us, okay? And give out your website. Spell it out for folks.
It is numberslady.com. It's not the Numbers Lady. An accountant took that years ago. So numberslady.com. They can also get the free newsletter that I do every month to tell them what's in store.
Super. Thanks, Glynis. Keep in touch. Glynis McCants, the Numbers Lady. Up next, Mitch Horowitz joins us as we are going to take a little walk on the paranormal side right here on Coast to Coast AM.